I'd like now to welcome to the program Dick Meyer. He is an urban landscape ecologist, and he is teaching a free workshop with the Rail Yard Stewards this Saturday, the 28th of July, from 9 to 11 in the morning. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you for having me.
So this workshop is on seasonality, meaning what? I mean, we know that we plant in the spring, and by fall, our plants die, but what do you mean by seasonality?
Well, I'm actually an English major, Mary Charlotte, so I hate made up, especially some of the recently made up words like athleticism and things like that, but I didn't know of any better way to raise this issue when I started thinking about it 10 or 15 years ago develop a word that I'm calling seasonality, and it means that the year has seasons, the garden has seasons. We tend to think of seasons as gardeners almost everywhere in the country in terms of the calendar seasons, but in terms of gardening and garden design, those seasons are really irrelevant. What's more relevant is the climate and the growing season in the area that you're living in terms of garden design. And also the livability of seasons, that varies widely. In Santa Fe, spring is not a very nice season livability-wise. It's often windy and very variable weather, but summer is beautiful. So winter is also long in Santa Fe. The visual winter goes from, October to April, and then spring lasts for maybe a month or maybe a month and a half, or in a bad year, a day or two. So understanding the nature of the seasons where you live is the first aspect of seasonality.
So there are a lot of plants that come up early in the spring, really before the 1st of June. I mean flower and go into their beauty, if we're talking about flower gardening. And then the rest of the summer is a whole new thing. Can you teach people to plant in such a way that in every part of the growing season there's something new and beautiful coming up and flowering?
Well, absolutely. That is the goal of a landscape garden, is to have great interest at the time, visual interest at the time that the homeowner wants to have that visual interest. I mean, some people in Santa Fe might be gone for the winter, and so that's not a big deal. But for someone who lives in Santa Fe, it's certainly possible to have a landscape that's attractive in the winter time to the degree that you're going to be out and enjoy it. It has some interest in spring. Now, if we talk about seasons in the Santa Fe region in northern New Mexico, the region is oriented towards summer. And not only are the plants that are the kind of the indigenous signature plants of the region tend to be ones that start from nothing in the spring, and then get significant growth onto them, significant size, and then are flowering from late July through mid-September. Now, it's sometimes hard to find those plants in the landscape trade or in the nursery trade, but those are the plants that really are the hallmark of a region like Santa Fe with its particular summer-oriented season. Then winter is also long. Unfortunately, there are a number of evergreens and related plants that look attractive in the wintertime that we can also mix into that design. Fall tends to be a short season there, just like up here in western Nebraska, as does spring. So my approach to design in a region like that is to have some interest in the spring, but not waste too much time and effort on it, because you have so little opportunity to enjoy the plants that you're putting into your garden for those periods. So I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite summer plants and some of the ones that are really hardy and do well in this hot, dry climate?
I'm a landscape designer, and after about 10 or 15, 20 years in the business, you no longer have favorite plants. That's kind of an inside joke of sorts, but If you don't want to laugh, that's okay.
I guess.
Well, in I don't know the plants quite the indigenous plants of northern New Mexico, but New Mexico sunflower is certainly an attractive one. There's some coreopsis, I think, that start blooming late in mid-August through September down there. You know, the Russian sage has been early this year. It's an import, but it's certainly an attractive plant normally from midsummer on. Asters would be great fall plants down there, and there are some that would be native. New England asters are actually native to the short grass prairies of the western United States, so they would be some. Many of the grasses, many of the native grasses of the American prairies, there are a number that are bunch grasses that make very good ornamental plants that tend to come on late summer. Switchgrass and a big blue stem, little blue stem, they all tend to come on late summer and be really at their best all the way through from late summer through the early, even mid part of winter. And the plant palette in Santa Fe, by the way, is a little bit bigger than what I've been used to, so I'm still learning some of the additional ones that are available down there.
In Nebraska, you must have different challenges than we have here.
Oh, well, actually, where I'm in Nebraska, in western Nebraska, where I've worked for the last 30 years, is almost identical season-wise to Santa Fe. We are 500 miles further north, but you're about 3,000 feet higher. So our typical last frost is May 15th. That's almost the same as Santa Fe. The first frost in the fall is typically around the 20th of September. We get about 12 to 13 inches of rainfall. We're short grass prairie with juniper as our indigenous trees, and you're kind of juniper and pinyon pine. We have ponderosa pine. So one of the appeals for me in moving to Santa Fe was that the horticulture was so similar to the region that I'm familiar with.
So what will you be talking about in the workshop this Saturday?
Well, we'll talk about the seasons of Santa Fe and kind of graphically illustrate to kind of drive home the difference between the calendar season and the garden season. And then we'll also take a look at how to analyze plants. It's very easy. It can be done analytically, laying out an annual timeline and then just saying, okay, how does this plant look in January and February and March and April and May, and then doing a line across and kind of rating them on 1 to 10 for each month. You'd be surprised at how you tend to look at plants differently when you understand what their appearance is throughout the year or throughout the growing season even. It doesn't mean that you only pick plants that are high all the time, but it does give you a way to evaluate plants. And then we'll talk about one other aspect of plant buying, and that's a dirty little secret of the garden center business, in that the garden center business tends to, because that's when people are buying plants, sell plants that are oriented towards spring. And, of course, that's good in Georgia or areas of the Mid-East or Middle Eastern United States where spring is a long and nice season to be outside. But in Santa Fe, spring is short, and so this really gives a person the means to resist some of those springtime plants and instead look for some of the summertime plants, which aren't at their best in May in the garden center, but which will be in the garden, will be at their best in the garden later on in the summer.
Dick Meyer is an urban landscape ecologist, and he will be teaching a free workshop with the Rail Yard Stewarts this Saturday, the 28th of July, at 9 in the morning. You meet at the Rail Yard Park Community Room, which is right near the Site Santa Fe parking lot. Dick, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much for having me.